Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. It's an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. The show is hosted by Dr. John DeMartini. He's a human behavior expert, an internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Dr. DeMartini is on a mission to help you master your mind so that you can live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior to help you have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, as well as giving you practical tools that'll help you to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. In today's episode, Dr. DeMartini uncovers how your emotional triggers and your subconscious memories can shape your reactions, and how mastering your mind begins with balancing your perceptions and dissolving past baggage. Before we start, just know that if you'd love to access the links or the show notes from this episode, that you can find them in the episode description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow the DeMartini Show so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. John DeMartini for this week's episode titled, Your Past is Triggering You, and Here's Why. Enjoy.
At some point in your life, you may have found yourself emotive, highly emotionally react over some stimulus that didn't seem to be kind of rational to create such an emotional reaction. But you may have found, if you dig deeper under the surface, you may find that there's a experience in the past that is unresolved, that's now being reminded in this new stimulus of that past experience, and up comes an emotion. And this is basically showing how your past may just be underlying some of your emotional reactions from in the current moment. So let me unpack that a bit. Anytime you have a stimulus, an event or some experience, you are labeling that either positive, negative, or neutral. There's an area in the subcortical area of the brain called the amygdala that assigns an emotional charge, a valency, to the experience. Then that, if it's positive or negative, is stored as an episodic memory in the hippocampus, which is another internal nuclei in the brain. And it stores it as an episodic memory where you have the place and the time and the content and context and the direction and distance and location of an event that's now positively or negatively or neutrally charged, mainly positively and negatively neutral or neutral. So if you have an experience in the past that's been extremely painful in your mind, and you have not yet seen the upsides to it, so you literally store in your hippocampus an episodic memory that has a trauma, a tragedy, a turmoil, a terrible, a negative without a positive, and you've not seen any of the benefits or positives that come, you know, if you have an event days, weeks, or months, or years later, you can sometimes accumulate the benefits of it and neutralizes it over time. But if it's some event that you've chosen to see only the downsides and not the upsides to it, it's sitting there festering away, stored in the hippocampus as a negative event. Now, any association that reminds you in any way, the sound, the sight, the texture, the feel, or whatever, that remind you of that event in a current new stimulus, you could trigger up the emotional reaction you had that was an avoidance response because your brain assigned to it predator, and you would now escape it. So you can now create a reaction, an aggressive response based on the color or the sound or the smell. In other words, you probably have had an experience in your life where you had maybe on the positive side a relationship dynamic that you were infatuated with. You saw all the positives and not the negatives. And the person you're with had a special cologne or perfume, and you had a certain odor and smell. And then later on, you meet somebody, years later possibly, where you meet somebody with that same cologne or perfume, and up come these fond memories. And that's because that's the amygdala assigning a positive valency to the hippocampus, and it's stored there. And anything that is polarized, that's got more negatives than positives or more positive than negatives, is stored in the hippocampus as an episodic memory that's there that can be now with new stimuli associated with and compounded and dramatized And we can create a heightened emotional reaction from a new stimulus that reminds us of an old stimulus. It's kind of like the dog salivating when all of a sudden the bell rings because of the association with the bell ringing every time they eat. So this is an association, a conditioned reflex, a conditioned reflex, if I could say it. And this is what's been known in operant conditioning by Skinner. So we can go into that original event if we can isolate what that event was. And we can go in there and ask a new set of questions, because the quality of our life is based on the quality of the questions we ask. And the questions we ask make you conscious of unconscious information. So if you had an event that was, you were conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upsides, and you ask, how specifically is this event, this stimulus, how is it helping you in your life, spiritually, mentally, career, financial, family, social, or physical, or how's it helping you fulfill what's most important or meaningful or highest in priority in your life, and stack up the advantages, if we look and hold ourselves accountable, and neutralize the original event, and now, instead of having a trigger, a hook, by somebody reminding us of a previous event, now it's neutral. It has no impact. And so now a new stimulus is not associated with something that's painful, and you don't have that reaction. And when you do, and you balance the equation, you release it from the hippocampus memory, and it now goes into more cortical areas, and you have more self-governance and less emotional reaction. And you feel like you're back in control and not out of control. And the same thing, I've seen clients, it's usually females with relationships and males with male relationships, but you see a female that gets involved with a relationship with an infatuated guy and sees all the positives, not the negatives. The intuition is whispering, don't go too quick, don't be gullible, be careful, watch out, but they're not heeding it. And they're letting the impulse of their amygdala assign some positive valency to it, and they're blind and unconscious of the downsides. And then all of a sudden, anytime a man comes along and says those same words or has those same colognes or does similar manners, they can be hooked and repeatedly attracted to certain guys with certain behaviors. I've seen the same thing with men in business. It could be also relationship. Where they hire people, or they get engaged in a relationship with vendors or colleagues or new clients that say what they want to hear, and then they have associated positive associations with it. And the same thing, they can now have a highly polarized response and then be triggered again and again and again by people that say the same things. So anytime we have in our experience assigned a valency of highly positive or highly negative and not neutral to an event, any of the associations, the smells, the taste, the feels, the contact, the touch, anything associated with that experience can be a trigger and can create, if we see another stimulus afterward with any of those same associations, can trigger the same emotional response dramatized from the original event. So your past can have an impact on your emotional reactions today. And that's one of the reasons why this past is called your emotional baggage. You're carrying it around. It's weighing you down gravitationally and holding you in bondage, you might say. See, anything that you infatuate with, that you're seeing only the positive valency of, occupies space and time in your mind and runs you. You have intrusive thoughts. Anytime you see something that's negative and you resent it, and you see downsides without upsides, again, you have it occupies space and time in your mind and runs you with intrusive thoughts. In fact, insomnia, trying to sleep at night, is a result of these highly valent memories that are running around and ruminating in our mind throughout the night. And it's difficult to sleep because we're on alert. Why? Because we're afraid anything that's highly polarized positively, we're afraid to lose because it represents prey in our brain. And we don't want to lose and starve. And so in anything that's highly valent negatively, we represent predator. So we want to be vigilant and stay awake for possible eating and predator eating us. So the reason why we have insomnia is really basically the intrusive thoughts of all these highly valent systems that are stored in our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is the amygdala and hippocampus. That's the new neural correlates for what was called the subconscious mind.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So anytime we have this baggage of the past, it's going to affect us in the future. And what's actually there in reality, in what we actually had as a stimulus, may not be what's actually we're experiencing because of our baggage that we bring to the table when we have the new perception. So we could actually go berserk and cause a reaction over something that seemed to be trivial. And you go, why did we overreact on that? Because it reminded us of things that were stored back there that's highly polarized that we've never cleared. That's one of the reasons I do my primary seminar program, The Breakthrough Experience, to show people how, with the DeMartini method, how to ask questions and uncover that lineage of that baggage and how to clear and dissolve the baggage that you're bringing to the table now. So instead of being an automaton reacting to misinformation and stimuli, you're now in governance and you see both sides. When you see both sides and vent and you're neutral, you don't have these reactions. But the second you're valent and highly positively or negatively charged, you're going to have these reactions. So anything in the past that has not been neutralized is your baggage. Anything you judge, in other words, because to see more positives and negatives or more negatives than positives is a judgment. To see them both simultaneously balanced is to love something. So when you have love for something, you don't have these emotional reactions. When you have these judgments of these polarized perceptions and valent stored perceptions, you're now vulnerable as an automaton reacting to stimuli, and anything in your minds of it can cause you a positive or negative response. And that's why you get hooked positively or negatively. And these are called your buttons. You know, you push my buttons. Well, your buttons are your buttons. They're just reminding you of something you haven't neutralized and been accountable to neutralize. Again, that's one of the reasons I teach the DeMartini method at the Breakthrough Experience, to show people how to dissolve the buttons, how to dissolve the hooks, how to dissolve the triggers, how to dissolve the subconsciously stored baggage that's stored from the hippocampus as episodic memories that are highly polarized, that are there to keep us vigilantly alert for fear of loss of prey and fear of gain of predator. So anything that we consider positive represents prey, anything we consider negative represents predator, and our body and mind react in survival modes based on anything that reminds us of those events. So anything we haven't loved runs our life until we love it. And that's one of the reasons I, again, teach my program to give people a tool on how to identify them and dissolve them. And what's interesting is then the person can come along the same stimulus and it has no reaction. So you're in control. So you have control over your perception decisions and actions if you know how to balance them. Anytime your perceptions are imbalanced, the external world runs you. Anytime they're balanced, you run you. So you can ask sets of questions, which is what the DeMartini method is, to help you dissolve the hooks, the triggers, the buttons that are from the past that are impacting your reactions today. So I just wanted to share with you this simple model, principle, about how your past can influence your current reactions. Just so you can have that as a context. And in the process of doing it, know that you have a solution to that if you want it. If you don't mind those reactions and like to be hooked again and again and again on the next relationship or on the next button that keeps triggering a reaction, then fine. But if you'd like to dissolve it and not have it run you and you run you and have some governance, self-governance, then come to the Breakthrough Experience. Let me show you the methodology and teach you the questions and help you become cognizant of what you've been unconscious of. That way you're fully conscious and not reactive, but proactive.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then follow the DeMartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the DeMartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.